You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
And welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday, June 14th, 2024. This is Grandpa Dan streaming at RadioAlbion.com. We're already at the end of the week. Time flies when you're having fun. And what could be more fun than listening to Radio Albion right in the middle of Clown World? I always start off reminding you we have our Sven Longshank support links here. Don't give up the fight. Continue to drop in postcards, emails, whatever your preferred method is. We're going to continue through this stretch and continue to send our support to him. A few program notes, I continue to mention if you need to download the show, which I usually do, like if I'm traveling or something, I like to download Dr. Johnson. Obviously, I don't download my own shows. I already know what's on there. I know it before any of you. But I'll download Dr. Johnson's stuff. And to do that, you're going to have to hit the download where it says download right below the player. That'll open up another tab. Then you can hit your three vertical dots. And that'll give you a good download link, the direct going on the player on the regular page. That's quit working. Many things have quit working. The chat's quit working. The contact us, that doesn't work. So if you need to contact us, quote unquote, I don't know who the us is. You just have to send an email to me on my email. But anyway, it is Friday, which means we kind of take a look back at some of the news, some things in the news this week with an eye towards humor. It is Funny Fridays. Some of the topics are serious, but we could still find something to laugh about. It's honestly not as hard as people would make it out to be. We had big news this past week, and this was just, I'll be honest, this was really, you know how when you watch something cringe and embarrassing, you know, and you get like secondhand embarrassment. It's like you have nothing to do with what you're watching. Like you're watching a video and you see somebody making a fool of themselves, and like you're just completely removed from it. You're not a part of it in any way, shape, or form. You don't know any of the parties involved. You're just watching a video of it, and still you start feeling embarrassed because it's so cringe. It's so utterly embarrassing. Had a thing like that this week. Anthony Blinken came out, you know, and they made a big show. The U.S., which has vetoed every ceasefire negotiation at the U.N. over the Palestinians being slaughtered, has now put forward a proposal. They got it passed at the U.N., and Anthony Blinken comes out there and makes this big, grand statement. And he says, you know, this is the chance for peace. This was Israel's plan. And now the whole world, it's all on Hamas. Now we're waiting on Hamas. And during all of this, like in real time, during all of this, and he's out here making this statement, and it's like, we're waiting on Hamas. And Hamas is like, okay, yeah, we're pretty good with this. I mean, we want to negotiate some details here because that's, you know, what you do. You negotiate. That's why it's called a negotiation. And then at the same time that he's going, Israel's the one who put forth this plan. Israel's like, no, we didn't. We don't want any part of this. In fact, we're not going to stop. You can work whatever deal you want to, and the bombardments will continue. The slaughter shall not cease. So you got Hamas saying, yeah, they're cool with this. We this is a good starting point. We'll work with you on this. And you got Israel over here saying, we have nothing to do with this, and we're not agreeing to any sort of ceasefire. And Blinken is still standing up there going, oh, this was Israel's plan. No, Israel, 100%, this is the policy of the Israeli government. And the Israeli government is like, no, it's not. We don't have anything to do with it, and we're not going to, we don't even recognize it. We're not going to have anything. And Blinken's still going on. It's up to Hamas. The world is now waiting on Hamas. Will Hamas choose peace? Like, what the hell? What are we even watching here? One of the things that has happened since October, when the Hamas raid into Israel went down, and all of the fallout thereafter. One of the things that this has accomplished, and it probably wasn't intentional, but it is, things happen, you know, especially on the world stage, you know, groups, governments, whatever, they take actions and you wind up with, as they call it, unintended consequences. And sometimes those things could be a net positive for one side or the other, or a net negative. And one of the unintended consequences of October 7th and everything that has happened since then is it's undeniable, you know, who owns the U.S. government. Foreign policy is basically, for the U.S. government, is being run by Israel out of Tel Aviv. That's not even a I don't even think that could be a controversial statement at this point, because it's observable reality. You see, everything would be in, and if this wasn't the case, it'd be in America's best interest to distance themselves from Israel. But they don't. You know, and America has the power. America, because all they got to do is say, we're not going to send any more money and weapons. We're not going to have a part of this. And obviously, everybody involved knows that that's not going to happen. And anybody with eyes to see, ears to hear, or the half of a brain cell can look at this and say the U.S. is not going to do that. Well, then the next question is, well, why is that? Because I saw a video a while back. I don't remember if I mentioned this on previous show or not, but there was a TikTok video, and this person was in the part of the Congress building, you know, where all their offices are, and like they're going through there, and literally every one of them have Israeli flags and I Stand With Israel signs on there. There's a reason for that. Now, like, everybody knows, you know, and I mean, there's no way you could not know. I mean, it doesn't matter what your political beliefs are, where you consider yourself on the political spectrum, your views on any other issues, abortions, immigration, foreign policy, tax rate. It doesn't matter what any of those things are, because one thing that is just, you can't deny, is that pretty much every politician in Washington, D.C. is bought and paid for by the Israel lobby. I mean, that's, it's just there. It's in your face. And then when you see an embarrassment, like Blinken sitting here coming out and making this statement about this was Israel's idea, and this is, and Israel's like, no, it's not. We don't have anything to do. It's like very weak sauce, very trying to push back, I guess, a little bit. Maybe it doesn't work. It's not going to work. We could see who's calling the shots. Another funny stuff I saw. I saw it just the other day, they invited Volodymyr Zelensky in his green t-shirt to come to the G7. Ukraine is as far removed. And that's funny, because Ukraine is as far removed from the G7. You know, so it was originally, what, the G20. And that damn thing is getting smaller, because it's supposed to be the most powerful. That was the idea, is the most powerful and influential economies on the face of the planet. And it's getting smaller and smaller. Pretty soon it's going to be the G1. It'll just be the U.S. That's it. They just have a meeting with themselves. Well, two, they'll probably invite Volodymyr Zelensky in his green t-shirt to show up. And it's the G7. This is supposed to be the seventh most powerful economy. And you're looking up there, and there's Germany. They're deindustrialized. There's France. I have no idea what the hell Italy's doing there. And then, but you can make an argument. These are somewhat supposed to be representative of first world countries. It's more of that disconnect from reality. You can see, everybody can see which direction things are going. The paradigm is shifting. The empire is fading. You know, and everything is moving towards more of a multipolar world. Things will be so much easier if we had an independent government that wasn't bought and paid for by the Israel lobby. Everybody could just work into this and say, okay, well, we're going to go ahead and shift. Things are changing. We need to adapt to the new situation. It's understandable. You have denial. That's fine. Denial is a normal thing to go through. But a healthy, normal, functioning person, you would think, much less a government, has to be able to accept reality and start adjusting to that. You know, you may not like it. It's understood. They've liked going around and flexing on people all this time. You got to adapt to the reality, you know? If your wife one day gets up and says, I'm leaving you, I'm never coming back, And on the way out, I'm going to take everything you own. You're not going to like that. But, you know, at some point in time, you got to accept the reality. You know, showing up at her and Tyrone's place and making a fool out of yourself is not going to change the reality. You know, you, at some point in time, you may not like it. You may throw a fit, whatnot. But at some point in time, you got to accept the reality and you have to adjust your life and say, okay, well, how can I make the best of my life moving forward? You got to look at the positives. I'm rid of that bitch. I don't have to put up with it. Second of all, you know, I'm free now to do what I want to. And third of all, yeah, she's going to take a bunch of my finances, but you know what? Then that bitch is done and I can start building up from there and she'll blow through whatever she takes and she'll be back there broke. And then she's probably going to come crawling back and I'm going to have the pleasure of telling you the little no. Anyway, you got to adjust to the different situation. It's clear that the year that the era of the U.S. unipolar bullying everyone on the planet around, that's coming to an end. The era of that is coming to an end. And it's high time that the U.S., you know, if it had an actual functioning government that wasn't insane and completely corrupt, was like, okay, well, we don't like this, but you know what? We can't fight the trend. The trend is bigger. So we got to figure out a way, okay, let's adjust from all of this. For start, a good starting spot would be to stop pissing everyone off and making them hate you. That would be a good starting point. But alas, we can't do that. So now we're down to the G7. And like, it was supposed to, this is allegedly the seven most powerful economies on the planet. They're not, like, by a long shot. And then they invite Zelensky. The Ukraine is they could have just invited Somalia. It would be no different. They invite green t-shirt man, of course, and then it just turns into more shilling for more money. Because, you know, he's just another few billion away from conquering Crimea and ultimately marching on Moscow. Now, one of the latest things to come out of this is Zelensky has signed a like bilateral defense agreement with the U.S. One of the things they said about this is equivalent to the U.S.'s commitment with Israel. There's another common denominator there. Wonder how we're supposed to put that together. Now, this has been a thing for a minute because he's done this with, I think, Italy, Britain, and France. They're signing these mutual defense agreements with Ukraine. Now, how is that supposed to even work? Because they're already in a conflict. Is this just like declaring war against Russia without actually declaring war against Russia? And then as a part of this, Zelensky always comes out and says, you know, Ukraine will be there. If you're attacked, Ukraine will also come to your defense. With who? With what? How's that even going to work? All the guy does is go around and beg for money so he can put some of it in his bank account, some of it in the politicians that work this stuff. We all know how the corruption game works. He says, if you're attacked, the Ukraine will be there for you. I was trying to think how that would work. Italy is attacked and they invoke the mutual defense treaty. So Zelensky goes to Italy and says, we're going to come to your defense. First, you're going to have to give us some money, though, to do it. And so, it's how the hell is that even supposed to work? And now the U.S. has signed another one of these stupid agreements with green t-shirt man. I guess if we just give Zelensky some more money, he'll send Ukrainian troops, all 50 of them that are going to be left at this point, and they could go down to the U.S. border to defend the U.S. border. It's just this disconnect from reality. It's just so funny. It's so silly. It's also funny in the context that Zelensky in the past has stated that he envisions Ukraine basically being a second Israel, which might be a hint as to some of their ultimate intentions, since, you know, they're basically ethnically cleansing the Ukrainians. Russia showed up in Cuba with some ships and submarines and whatnot. The U.S. did the whole, oh, we totally don't care. We just totally don't care what you're doing, Brittany. That's why we're sending some submarines out there to watch what you're doing. And we're going to make a, we're going to let, we have a base in Cuba, you know, and we're sending a nuclear submarine to go land at our base. We have a base in Cuba, but we totally don't care, Brittany. We totally don't. Now, Putin had come out and said, you know, you're arming people hostile to us. Tit for tat is fair. This, I spoke, I believe, on last Friday's show. I don't remember. They all run together, if I'm being honest. But, you know, they project that everybody else is a bullshitter, just like they're bullshitters. They project that onto other people. So when Putin comes out and says, well, wait, we're just going to go ahead and start arming people that are hostile to you. They're like, no, he doesn't mean that. Oh, no, he won't. He wouldn't dare. And sadly, the U.S. has got a lot of people on the, lots of other nations, the countries on the face of the planet, they're hostile with, because they're just going around bullying everybody, trying to take their stuff, trying to take their oil, trying to make them do gay anal, all these things. Now, you think about it, if these Russian ships docking in Havana, you see, they're welcome there. They don't have to have a secret. They don't have to have this separate base over there. They're actually welcomed by the government there. Now, if they're bringing shiploads of weapons, I don't know. It would be interesting. You think about it. You got countries in Central and South America and whatnot that the U.S. is going about being less than friendly with. And if they send arms and weapons, any number of things could happen. The U.S. border is a joke. The southern border is an absolute joke. You could wind up with a Hamas raid on the southern border, and they're not going to be able to do anything about it. If there's any number of headaches that they can cause, asymmetrical responses, or are they going to say, it's not fair, you can't do that? I don't know. It's just... And nobody thinks, they don't think any of these things through. They're just waiting. They're just waiting to take orders. Of course, the media, especially the conservative media, is going around about the Hunter Biden convictions. Boy, this is, just orgasmic over this. Hunter Biden has been convicted. I've seen him shilling this all over the internet. Shilling it. And I've mentioned this before, but it's important. It's important enough, I think it bears repeating, because it's just such a classic example of how there are no opposition parties. And like I said, I know I've talked about this before, but it's important enough. It bears repeating. The Hunter Biden laptop story. The bombshell in the Hunter Biden laptop was the emails back and forth with this Ukrainian companies about how his dad was getting a 10% cut off everything they made as vice president. I mean, the blatant corruption is what was the story. And what did conservative media do with it? They turned it into, oh my gosh, he's got a gun, he's smoking crack, and he's banging hookers. Hunter Biden, who's not a government official, who gives a shit? No, I mean, seriously, he's not an elected official. He has no position in the government. He's just a private citizen. Who cares? I mean, it's immoral. You can sit there and say, yeah, it's immoral, but we're not the morality police. A lot of people do things that I consider immoral. I don't go get in their business. It's none of my damn business what he's doing. Hunter Biden smoking crack and banging hookers. And of course, when this story broke, they immediately, one of the things I noticed is the conservative media immediately turned the story into, oh my gosh, he's screwing hookers. You had the initial story and the initial information that was leaked out, that was out there, where he's having these emails talking about how much of a cut. You had Biden bragging about getting the corruption prosecutor in Ukraine fired, otherwise they weren't going to get their billions of dollars. And bragging how he got this guy fired. You had these emails tying it all up in a nice bow that he was getting money kicked back to him. And the conservative media immediately turned this into hookers and crack. And he's waving a gun around. Again, Hunter Biden himself is irrelevant. He's just a private citizen. They also went around, honestly, Hunter Biden should sue the conservative media for slander. Because when this all first broke and they were first turning this story, and of course he won't do that, by the way, because there is no two separate parties. This is all of them working together. This was all planned up. But when that story first broke and they immediately tried to shift it into this is about him banging hookers, they even were out there saying, oh, there's video of him screwing little kids. Oh, he was doing pedophilia. Oh, he was screwing little kids. He was doing pedophilia. He was having sex with underage traffic. And all that was bullshit. They owe the man an apology. I mean, Hunter Biden's probably a piece of shit. I don't know. I don't care. But that's BS. You get to throw the big P out there on people and you're just making it up. He's not even, you can't even say, oh, well, he's a public, figure. And no, he's not. He's just a dude. He's just a private citizen like you, me, or anyone else, except for he's the president's son, obviously. I mean, yeah, there are some ways he's not like you and me. But at the same time, he's not holding office. He's not working at the State Department. He's just a guy, and they're out there smearing him in the media as being a pedophile, and there was nothing on the laptop about that. That was bullshit. Now, they just did the kangaroo Trump court thing, so now we do this thing, and they do this gun charge, which is going to amount to nothing. Out of the whole Hunter Biden laptop story, now the conservative media has the nerve to make a victory lap. We got him! He didn't fill out that gun form properly, and he was doing crack. Nothing to come of it. He'll wind up getting some sort of probation, probably, maybe some community service. But the conservative media is making a victory lap. As if we got him for a gun form being filled out incorrectly is some sort of huge win. Meanwhile, all of those emails about the utter kickback corruption that was going on, nobody even is talking about it. It's all long and forgotten. And this is how they all work together. This is how they get you. This is how they all work together. People can't figure it out. There's people that the normies, I guess you would say, they think that they tune in Fox News. They listen to the bane of everyone's existence, AM talk radio, I mean, I remember when AM talk radio started, because when it started, it was just Rush Limbaugh back in the 90s. And I remember that. I remember the first time I heard this guy, and it was like, wow, you don't hear this viewpoint anywhere else. And it seemed like this great thing. And now you fast forward to today, and it is a negative. It's a negative. It just serves roping people in, and keeping them on the reservation. They're gatekeepers. That's why they're on there. If I went and said, took some demo tapes, I guess it wouldn't be tapes anymore. They'd be flash drives. Shit, I'm showing how old I am. I'm still back in the day of tapes. If I took demo tapes and went to some big AM talk radio station and said, hey, I'm already doing an internet show. And I think I'm pretty funny and pretty engaging, pretty entertaining. If I do say so myself, won't you give me a whirl? I can do your AM morning commute show. Talk about the issues. That's not going to happen. Those slots are for gatekeepers. And they keep these people. They keep these people bought into the system. A lot of this is keeping this Hunter Biden nonsense. That's so after the Trump conviction, they can go, see, no, justice, the system's still functioning. Everything is about keeping these people bought into the system. Somehow thinking that the system is going to work for them. And it can have bad outcomes. I talk about, and a lot of others talk about, the illegitimacy of the system, understanding that and not giving it legitimacy. I think that's one of the most important things you can do. And that means seeing reality for what it is. We talk about things here on Radio Album, and we seek to speak the truth. And the truth is very important. It will keep you out of trouble. These people who are being roped in and living in this fantasy, an extreme example would be these Q people. That keep making up these more and more of these bizarre fantasies about how Trump is still in charge and he's commanding a military special operations unit and Hillary has already been arrested, convicted, and executed at Guantanamo Bay or some sort of shit. I mean, that's an extreme example, but there's others. And we've got one today. I just heard this story in the local news this morning, so I went and looked it up, and I'm using a source material, justice.gov. This is from the Justice Department, actually from the United States Attorney's Office for the Northern District of Texas. This press release is short. I'll go ahead and read the whole thing, and then we'll talk about it. A Fort Worth man has been charged with threatening an FBI agent involved in a high-profile investigation, announced U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Texas, Leia Simonton. Timothy Mueller, 43, was charged via criminal complaint on Thursday with interstate threatening communications and influencing, impeding, or retaliating against a federal official. Somebody needs to tell their copyright people that you don't put a comma before or. Sorry, I'm having one of those moments where bad grammar and bad sentence structure drives me crazy. Anyway, sorry. He was arrested outside his home on Thursday morning without incident. According to the complaint, Mr. Mueller allegedly placed a call to an FBI special agent at 5:03 p.m. June 11th. The agent was known to have been involved in an investigation into a laptop belonging to HB, that would be Hunter Biden, shortly before Mr. Mueller allegedly placed his call to the agent. Media outlets reported that HB had been convicted. That would be Hunter Biden, in case you don't know who HB is. Convicted following a trial related to a 2018 firearm purchase. According to the complaint, Mr. Mueller said, hey, and the agent disconnected the call. Mr. Mueller immediately called back and allegedly left a 1 minute and 5 second message threatening the agent and his family. Quoting, you can run, but you can't expletive hide, Mr. Mueller allegedly said. You covered up child pornography. You covered up Hunter Biden, HB. I guess I'll use HB. They're using initials, I guess, for some reason, because we're not supposed to know who these people are. You covered up HB raping his own expletive niece. So here's how it's going to go, Mr. Mueller allegedly continued. That's supposed to be Trump. T's going to win the re-election. And then we're going to expletive go through the FBI and just start throwing you expletives into jail. Or you can steal another election and then the guns will come out and we'll hunt you expletives down and slaughter you like the traitorous dogs you are in your own expletive homes, in your own expletive beds. The last thing you'll ever hear are the horrified shrieks of your widow and orphans. And then you know what we're going to do? We're going to slaughter your whole expletive family. Mr. Mueller then allegedly sent the agent several texts saying, how's the family? Safe? And did you expletives really think you were going to disenfranchise 75 million Americans and not die? Lol. A criminal complaint is merely an allegation of criminal conduct, not evidence that Mr. Mueller is presumed innocent, or not evidence. Mr. Mueller is presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. If convicted, he faces up to 10 years in federal prison. The Federal Bureau of Investigation's Dallas Field Office conducted the investigation. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of Texas is prosecuting the case. Now, this doesn't seem like a story should be on Funny Fridays. It's not very funny, but it's worth talking about. This is what I mean about people that buy into this bullshit. Not seeing the truth. There's a lot to unpack here. I want to unpack it. We may go a little long with it, but it's important to unpack it. For starters, the first thing that jumps out and blares at me is this is so fake as shit. And I don't mean that this guy doesn't exist or he didn't make this call. What I'm saying is how the hell does he get a special agent's number? They didn't release the agent's name for, I guess, obvious reasons. But I mean, how would you even get that information? I'm assuming a special agent with the FBI involved in a high profile case isn't going around with a regular listed phone number. So it's very curious to me how Joe Rando here in Fort Worth, Texas, got a special agent in Delaware, wherever the hell's, phone number to where he can call and make texts. Who gave him that? Because I'm going to go out on a limb and say that's not publicly available information. And I think it's a pretty safe bet. Somebody gave him that. I always warn people about those that you're going to run into on the internet who will sit there and try to goad you with somebody needs to do something. Why aren't you doing something? You're a bunch of cowards. You won't do anything. My bet is this guy was probably on some internet forum, some internet platform somewhere, and ran into one of these people and was like, yeah. And then they probably, I'm just guessing, I have no idea, don't know this guy, don't know anything about it. Then they probably got onto a Discord server or chat room or something, and pretty soon, Mr. You people need to do something. It's like, yeah, you know, you're right. Yeah. You know, hey, I've got this guy's phone number. You know, we should let these bastards know. We should let them know that they're not safe. Conservative media feeds this. You've got this guy saying, quoting, you covered up child pornography. That's a lie. There was no child pornography, as far as I know, on the computer. He's getting this from internet conservative platforms, probably talk radio. You covered up HB raping his own niece. Again, that is a lie. And I'm sorry, regardless of what you think of Hunter Biden, he doesn't deserve to have people. Don't go around lying about people. You know, don't sit there and say, oh, yeah, he was on that laptop raping his own. No, he wasn't. That's BS. That was crap that was just slung out there to change the conversation from we have this massive corruption going on with literal money kickbacks in the millions of dollars. Wow, that's a very criminal offense. To, oh my gosh, yeah, no, I heard there's evidence on there he was raping little girls and his own niece. But you see, this guy bought it. This guy believed this crap. And sadly, this guy believed he was doing something without stopping and asking himself, what am I accomplishing here? I mean, I guess he figured, you know, we're going to make these people afraid. No, you're not. All you did was get thrown in prison. I mean, they're not afraid. In fact, they made a news story out of it. This accomplished? No. I guess he had visions. I guess people, you know, get this vision that they're going to make these people so afraid they're all going to quit their jobs or something. And all they did was provide a press release. So I'm saying it's important to be grounded in truth. It really, really is. You want to see these things for what they are. See the direction they're going. Understand where all of these things operate from. Understand the narratives you're being fed. This guy here, he was obviously so plugged into this ridiculous conservative media apparatus that immediately went into full-blown damage control mode to change the conversation from an obvious bribery scandal that should not only have had Joe Biden kicked out of office, but arrested. They went into full-blown damage control mode to shift the conversation to a bunch of BS about he was filmed doing child pornography, and that's a lie. He was filmed raping his own niece. No, he was not. He was doing crack, waving a gun around, and banging hookers, which are not activities I would recommend. But in the grand scale of things, considering the guy doesn't hold an official position in government or anything like that, is really pretty much none of my damn business. But you see, people like this buy into it. Trump's going to get back into office. You see the American sports ball mentality too come to the forefront. Trump's going to win re-election, and then we're going. I'm part of the team. We, dude, no, there is no we. You're not gonna. We see. I'm a part of it. I'm a part of something bigger. We, like, Trump's going to call this guy up and say, I'm calling the Patriots from Q to come forward, and we're going to go slaughter FBI agents in their home. I mean, what was the guy thinking? We, you know, in the nationalist community, people that do shows like this, you know, you constantly, you know, getting harangued, you know, like you're somehow, you know, this grave threat to people. And all we do, I guess I shouldn't try to speak for other people. I should rephrase that, because I can't speak for what other people are doing. They can speak for themselves. But I can speak for us here at Radio Albion, which right now is just me, Dr. Johnson, and myself. But I know also for Sven Longshanks, if he were not in jail right now. And we seek to speak the truth. We just seek to look at things and look at the truth of the matter. And this puts people in a better place. You'll try to hand wave and say, oh, that doesn't do anything. You're not doing anything. Same people that would encourage a guy like this to, quote unquote, do something. And you see what that brought about. It's in a lot of ways, the conservative media does a whole lot more to incite people into destructive behavior than what we'd ever do. All we're talking about is the truth. We're pointing out the lies that you have conservative media out there telling their viewers, their listeners, that Hunter Biden was on film raping his niece and doing pedophilia, and that's an absolute lie. There's zero evidence for that. None. Zilch. Nada. That was just made up. Like I say, I think Hunter Biden ought to sue them all for slander, for defamation. I mean, he wasn't, there is no, no, they were going around calling the man a pedophile and saying he's on film raping his niece. You know, that's a pretty big slander. Meanwhile here, Dr. Johnson and myself, Sven, when he's podcasting, we just try to promote the truth. We say, look at this, they're lying. Here's the reality. Here's what's going on. That's what we do, day in, day out. We don't sit here and tell people Trump's going to win and then we are going to get called upon to personally go march into these guys' homes. What the hell even is that? What kind of delusion do you have to be living in that you think Trump is going to call you up? We are going to. I don't know. It just, you know, it's just sad. It's just sad. Every time you read about somebody ruining their lives because they listen to a bunch of BS, were completely unplugged from the reality of the situation, because the media apparatus, in this case, the conservative media apparatus, keeps them corralled in, keeps them separated from the truth, and tells them a bunch of nonsense. I've been saying for a while, all we're watching with this Trump deal, Trump is publicly negotiating a deal. He's trying to make a deal to be placed in office. And if he succeeds in doing that, if he gets a deal done and gets selected to be placed in office, there's not going to be any, we are going to go clear out the FBI. I mean, they're just, that's not going to happen. You know, I mean, how many of these people in these positions were people that are still hung over? Trump put them in there to begin with. Oh, but we are going to go. They got to keep you buying into it. They got to keep you buying into the system. It's real. Trust the plan. The white hats are in control. Just any minute. We. This guy ain't going to be. You know where he's going to be if Trump gets selected to be placed in there? You know where this guy, he ain't going to be raiding no FBI. He ain't going to be part of no we getting called in to go murder FBI agents and their families and their homes. He's going to be rotting in a jail cell. And the people that encourage him to do that, they're going to be just continuing on with whatever else the new narrative is. Whatever else the narrative needs to be to keep people buying into the system. We'll wrap up on that note. The show kind of ended off not being that funny. I'm sorry. It's supposed to be Funny Friday. I threw that story in, though, because every time I read about some crap like this, that's somebody whose life got ruined, you know, somebody whose life got ruined because they bought into the bullshit. You know, we don't BS you here at Radio Albion, not Dr. Johnson, not myself, not Sven Longshank. We'll BS you. We do our best to look at things and promote the truth, talk about the truth, talk about the reality of the situation. This guy, he's got his life ruined now. I ain't dead. That's it. Yep. I just think it's important enough to once again highlight, don't buy into this nonsense. It's all a bunch of crap. The conservative media, the liberal media, they ain't no difference. They're all just keeping you over there. They're all just keeping everybody wrangled up in the same pen and keeping them walled off and as far away from the truth as possible. That's why these outfits get zero heat. While, you know, outlets such as ourselves, we get heat. You know. Anyway, we'll wrap up on that note. I hope you enjoy your weekend. I hope you've had a chance to catch all of our content here on Radio Album. If not, hit that download link below the player. Download it. Give it a listen while you're out mowing the grass or whatever. Great stuff, if I do say so myself. Again, enjoy your weekend. As always, keep the faith, and we'll see you next time.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.